Ben, you live in Champaign or Urbana or someplace else?
I live in Champaign.
Okay. You grew up around here or you came from someplace else?
I did. I'm a Burnham Hospital product, born and raised in Champaign.
And how old are you now?
28.
Okay. And went to school.
Went to school at Edison. I was an Edison Comet. Also went to Booker T. Washington. And then my parents moved, went to Mahomet, and then ultimately graduated from Mattoon High School. My brothers actually came back here to Champaign and graduated from Central. So
Okay. Any college after that or?
I did. I graduated from Parkland.
What was your field?
I've got an associate's degree in science.
Okay.
And I went to Judson University for my bachelor's degree in business.
Okay, and you're working now in.
I work in the insurance industry for Hall Insurance Services here in Champaign.
Okay. And does that, are you, do you deal much at all with any financial numbers in that sort of business?
I do a little bit, providing insurance services for mostly property casualty. We also do look over some of the budget reports just to make sure as far as how much marketing and whatnot we get. So,
And have you been politically active before?
no, this is my first campaign in this area. When I was in college at Judson, I ran a small campaign up there for a student government role.
Okay, but the first time of this is you're running for the, in the, you're collecting signatures for the Democratic primary?
Yes, running as a conservative Democrat.
Okay, and what does conservative Democrat mean for you here?
It just means that I have beliefs and values, I think, on both sides, as far as just being non-biased and nonpartisan. Really, the auditor position should not be about party affiliation. It's about making sure that the taxpayers' money are spent properly.
And I know, well, I'm wondering what got you interested in running for this particular race? Had you thought that you might be running for public office until recently, or is this something that that came relatively quickly?
Well, I've always been interested in political activities. I watch a lot of CNN, just try to be an informed voter. And I thought this was a position for the auditor that fits my background and my experiences and the character traits that I bring to the table. And this is a great opportunity for us, so.
Now, I think if you talk to a lot of people, they're only going to have a hazy idea of what the auditor does. So I'm asking everybody, all the candidates I've spoken to, what does the auditor's office do?
There's a long answer, but some of the things that they do in the auditor's office, they review the accounts payable, monitoring the expenditures and purchases for the county. They're also in charge of doing the payroll for various county departments. They keep an inventory of the various property in the county, and just make sure that they're staying in compliance with state and federal regulations. Another part of the role is to actually get out and maintain a public relationship, so getting to talk to the people, finding out what their concerns are, what they'd like their funds to be going to.
How do you think the office is being run now? What do you think of Tony Fabry's performance as auditor?
Well, obviously there have been concerns and questions about the current auditor, which is one of the reasons why I decided to get involved and decided to run for this office. I think that there needs to be some confidence restored to the position. Just bringing that honesty and that trustworthy caricatures to being that auditor. We need to make sure that some leadership role is in there and that is taken care of in a good way.
Now, what sort of qualifications do you feel you bring that you would bring to the auditor's office? Do you have particular background or experience you think would be needed?
Leadership role, again, accountability, trustworthiness. I'm going to be non-biased as far as reviewing the various departments, the local government. I've also been involved in coaching. I do some assistant coaching at Tolono Unity High School. So being able to work with a team and having some of that leadership aspects to it is some of the things that I bring to the table. So,
is it necessary for the auditor to have a particular financial background, or is that something left to the staff working under the auditor?
I think it's important to have some experience in that, and I have dealt with my business degree with accounting and finance. And I am familiar somewhat with the auditing process as far as it goes. But again, it's a team. You know, there's an office staff that works with you, and, you know, the auditor needs to know some of that, most of it, if not all of it. Again, there's going to be a learning curve for any new person going into that office. But just working together as a team and being able to make sure that things are running smoothly and efficiently there.
And I think you mentioned earlier that you wanted to, present more of a public face of the auditor's office to the public. What do you want the public to be able to see of what the auditor is doing?
Just transparency as far as, what the expenditures for the taxpayers are being spent on. You know, if there's various purchases or things that are not available. I've looked at some of the reports online. I think it's a little bit challenging, actually, to find some of that information, and I want to be able to make that available to the public as much as possible if I were to get into the auditor position.
So you think there's more that can be done just by getting documents online as far as what the auditor's doing?
Yeah, just, availability to the public, shoring up the effectiveness as far as the procedures go.
And as far as working with the different parts of county government, is that something where more needs to be done than currently?
Yeah. The auditor is responsible for working closely with the county board. They produce a lot of reports, and that information is passed along to the board as far as expenditures, purchases. And also the auditor makes recommendations as far as what, if any, potential policies need to be changes as far as the effectiveness and the role of working together.
You said it shouldn't be a partisan position. And I think I've heard it argued that that in some sense it may make sense for the auditor to be a different party from different facets of party government to better play perhaps a more of a watchdog role. Is that how it works?
Yeah. One of the roles is to be the watchdog for the taxpayers and to be visible, be watchful as far as, you know, where the expenditures are going. And that's important that we have somebody in there that is willing to do that.
Does party play a role? I mean, if you're elected as a Democrat, does it make a difference if, say, the county board or some of the countywide elected officers are also Democrats as versus Republicans? Or, I mean, how would you imagine you're getting along with any of them?
Sure. I'd love to work with all of them equally. I don't believe that the auditor should be about party affiliation, because it's about making sure that the taxpayers' monies and what is being spent as far as the county goes is available to the people. Again, no party affiliation should be where the auditor's at. You know, it's not about whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. It's about working together with the other county board members and the team in the office and those as well as in the county.
When you decided to run, did you know whether or not, and I, as of right now, at least, I don't know whether or not Mr. Fabry is running for re-election or not. Does that make a difference to you as far as your plans?
I have not heard one way or the other if he has decided to run. So at this point, I don't know. We're just going to stick to our strategy to get out and to talk to the people in the county. Find out what their concerns are, what their questions are, and offer our message of transparency, effectiveness, hard work, and nonpartisan affiliation.
In talking to people so far, and the stuff that you've in the work you've done, talking to voters or collecting signatures yourself, what have you heard about people's concerns? Are they aware of the newspaper reports about whether or not Mr. Fabbri is in the office or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the public has read the articles, and he's gotten a lot of attention from the media this last months and weeks, and I think they are concerned. You know, they want someone that is going to work hard for them, that is going to be able to make the reports available to the public, and so that's our message that we share.
And of course, there was a referendum a while back about whether or not to have an elected auditor for the county. Does it make a difference whether or not the auditor is elected? Did you have a preference one way or the other?
Well, I actually was looking that over last night, and the voters did elect in November. When we voted last to keep it in elected position, I think that's important. I think they want somebody who's going to be able to work together with people. If you have somebody who's an appointed official in there, I just don't know. Then there may be some questions in regard to that. But the people obviously want somebody who's going to be a hard worker, accountable, and that's why it needs to be an elected position. And the people of this county decided to do that.
Okay. Are there any other points you'd like to bring up?
No, we're going to continue to get out and meet the people. I look forward to meeting with the staff at the auditor's office in the future, and just continue to share that message of transparency, effectiveness, and hard work. I want to be a hardworking person for the people of this county. So,
and have you found any support among any particular county officials or party officials in the county at this point? Is it more of a wait and see?
I know that I've had conversation with Mayor Girard, and he's been very supportive. We've gone to the Democratic picnic, the Democrats seem to be very warm and supporting, and it's great to see that. We're just going to continue to get out and knock on doors and see who else is interested in the vision we share. So.
Okay. Well, Mr. Carlson, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you for having me.